What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. You know, I'm not a bad cook. The issue I always have is cooking omelets or sunny side up eggs. The egg always sticks to the pan. Thank goodness for Teflon.
Even burned food won't stick to Teflon, so it's always easy to clean.
There was another type of Teflon. This one in the world of crime. Clever segue, huh? I just hope you stick around after that segue. Get it? Stick? Teflon? The American Mafia is a highly organized crime group commonly referred to by its members as the Family. John Gotti Jr. was an American gangster and boss of the Gambino crime family in New York. No criminal charges ever stuck with Gotti, and he became known with the nickname the Teflon Don. After years of getting away with murder, literally, FBI agents and NYPD detectives were able to plant bugs and get audio recordings of Gotti. Based on these recordings, evidence finally stuck with Gotti. He was incarcerated and spent the majority of his sentence in solitary confinement. He died in jail from cancer on June 10, 2002, at the age of 61. Gotti's imprisonment and death was the beginning of the end of mafia families. You know, I always felt that John Gotti was so dapper. He was always dressed so nice. So I thought I would send the Teflon Don a caricature I drew of him and see if it sticks. Here's the letter I wrote to John Gotti. Dear Mr. Gotti, I like to draw caricatures. And since you have a really great look, I have enclosed my drawing of you. What do you think? And guess what? Teflon Don, John Gotti, wrote me back. Marshall, thank you for the caricature. Again, thanks, and I hope that this finds you and your family are in good health. Sincerely, John Gotti. Wait, my family? Is there something I should know about my dad? And that violin case in the basement? Well, that ends another episode of Prison Sentences. I hope that you found it arresting. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.